This is The Youngblood Life.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Really?
Yeah.
Stop it. You're annoying. But I love you. Don't even give me a look. I'm dead, man. Okay, you guys stop, please. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I offended you by calling you annoying. Is this a teaching moment for me that you're trying to prove?
How is the movie?
This is not an ASMR podcast, okay?
I know.
Okay, you got it to talk.
I am talking.
Speak normal.
I couldn't do that if I tried. But it's fun.
Stop it. Okay, we went to go see a movie.
We sure did.
First of all, we are not NPR.
No, we're not.
Second of all, we're not talking about sweaty walls. Okay. Because that's what you kind of sound like.
Sweaty ball.
Enough. Anyway, we went to go see a movie.
We sure did.
My wife loves Keanu Reeves.
I so love Keanu Reeves.
That almost sounded kind of perverted.
Oh, no, it wasn't perverted, but gosh, I really do love Keanu Reeves.
I so love Keanu Reeves.
He is a phenomenal actor.
So, we went to go see the movie The Replicants.
Yep. Point Break. There's another movie for you.
Okay. Keanu Reeves. Let's talk about him for a second before we talk about the Replicants. Keanu Reeves has basically two and a half type of genre.
It's replicas.
Okay. Two and a half styles of genres of movies.
Kick Ass or... Okay.
Which would be
John Wick and Point Break.
John Wick.
Yeah. Things like that.
And then he has some crossovers.
The Matrix would be kick butt.
Matrix is going to the tech sci-fi.
Yeah.
But he also does kick butt in there. So
Point Break, I'm going to go watch it. Hopefully it's on Netflix.
I can find it either way.
Yeah.
But he has that style, but then he also...
Wasn't he in that with Patrick Swayze?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the other half would be the...
Cyber...
Would be... No. Technology. No. So he has technology, tech, sci-fi.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has the
I'm going on to kill
butt.
You assassin
right.
person.
And then the half would be stuff that he did like
Bill
earlier,
and Ted.
Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Which he's coming out with another Bill and Ted.
I know.
Which obviously you're probably excited about.
I'm so excited.
I can tell. So, but let's talk about, is it just Replicants? Is that the name of the movie?
Replicas.
No, it's Replicants. Look, what is it? Replicants, I promise you. R-E-P. I'm wrong, aren't I? Yes, it's Replicas.
Told you. Is he Keanu Reeves' movie? Trust me, I know.
Really? That was so funny. So, Replicas. Can't really give much away because the title gives it away.
Right.
It's all about cloning and putting the consciousness mind of someone else into something that doesn't exist or whatever.
Or that they make.
Right. Whether it's a robot or whatever. What's up, bud?
I was playing a drink. Mm-hmm. And you know how I play Roblox?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Roblox Center sent me something on Christmas.
What?
Or what?
Roblox Center sent me something on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. They did?
No, they didn't.
They should have?
Yeah.
We'll look for it. Okay.
We'll find it.
It's a huge package like this tall. Mm-hmm. This. And it has 3 Robux in it. Like every... Roblox,
okay, we'll see if we can find
I'll
okay?
I'll see if we find it. We'll do tracking.
And Minecraft does it.
Okay.
Okay, we'll look it up, okay?
I know why it didn't get on Minecraft. Well, you guys started on Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So that's why.
All right, we'll figure out the Roblox,
we'll figure it
okay?
out and we'll see what happened, okay?
All right, go get you some water and go to bed.
Good night. I love you.
All right, go get your water and go to bed, okay? Yeah. All right, so he basically the movie says what it is. I struggled with this movie.
I did too.
I mean, it was okay. It was a decent movie.
Decently depressing. I won't say,
well, no. I mean, it was decent. The story was okay.
The story was okay.
It was
but
the
it
story was
better.
Lacking something, and I can't
put my finger on what it is. Maybe it's the human side of it all. I don't know. The real, maybe, I don't know, maybe was there no charisma between the actors in the movie, or
I don't know. I think
it wasn't too scripted, so it right. didn't feel like the words were too scripted, and
yeah, it just felt like it was too analog. I don't know. Too monotone, maybe? Not enough compassion.
Okay, so what we're talking about is for the fact that okay, there's obviously sort of always spoilers in every one mm-hmm. of our movie review type things. But so he's a very intelligent man who knows how to.
He's a scientist.
He knows how to map the human brain. And he's figured out by mapping the human brain, you can take all the memories and supposedly the consciousness of someone else, and he wants to put it into a machine.
Yes.
The twist of the movie is that the company that he works for is not trying to bring back, you know, guys that die in the military. They want to basically put people's minds or the things they know into biotechnology for terrorism, basically.
Right.
But that's the twist of the movie. But then, as far as the whole replica thing, they fell at an attempt to put a soldier into a robot body. And he finally figures it out, basically on the last minute when he has to either terminate the cloned bodies of his family, because he was in a bad car wreck, his mm-hmm. wife dies, his children die.
Right.
But he figures it out. He puts their consciousness into these new clones. They start figuring out there's something wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they figure out, the mother figures out first, and then they end up telling the kids later on.
Right.
But it's all about, you know, him keeping his family. That's the part that they tried to pull.
Compassionate about. Passionate.
But the part that I think that bothered you the most is the fact that he had to choose.
Which
there
child?
Was only, there was only enough tanks.
There was only three tanks, and he had three kids and a wife. So apparently, you know, of course, somebody's going to be left behind, and it was the youngest child.
And so he had to pick a name. He put names in a bowl, and he had to pick a name.
Yep, and the one that he was drawn was the one that was left
the
behind.
The youngest, right, his youngest. And so
which
then,
I'm just like, oh, how could you? I'd be like, okay, let's do all this, and then let's do the other one again. I don't know.
Well, and he probably could have done them, and then made up a lie, because the whole thing was built off of lies, everything right. that went on. Everything was built on lies, so he could have done what he did and put his other daughter, because it takes 17 days to make the replicant.
Replica?
The replicant. Replica. The movie's called Replicas.
Yes.
But I'll say the replicant. That's actually the replicant. It's based off of, I know where I got that from.
The Revenant?
No. The Revenant.
I thought that's what you're talking about.
Revenant has nothing to do with
that's
the replicant.
What you're thinking
no,
about.
The Revenant. The replicant comes from that other sci-fi movie with Harrison Ford.
I know what you're talking about.
They did another one. Something. What is the name
about.
Of that one? Blade Runner.
Mm-hmm.
That's where replicants come from. Anyway, and also, the sixth day with anyway, getting sidetracked. But not a fan of this movie. I mean, it was decent. It wasn't great.
It was decent. It didn't make my top 10 at all.
I mean, we wanted to see this movie because it's kind of Keanu Reeves, and you know, the fact that they got him the movie's not going to do well. It won't probably not do really well.
But he did it anyway.
He did it anyway. He doesn't really. One thing I know about him, he likes, when he finds something he likes, he'll do it even if it doesn't do well. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care. I don't think he needs the money.
No.
But
he donates half his money anyway.
Yeah, that's true. So that's my take. I mean, what's your thought, Shannon? What would you feel like was the most thing that was missing?
Compassion.
Think it was the compassion. That's why we didn't like it the most.
I think so.
Because it was like that human side of the compassion.
Yeah.
So I mean, in the end, we'll go and give away the ending. In the end, he
gets his daughter.
He takes his consciousness, or he maps his brain,
mm-hmm.
and he puts that into the robot, and he figures out how to fool the robot body to say that it's his real body.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, the bad guy actually dies, but he says, "Let's make a deal.
Yeah,
you can be really rich, or you can do this." And he's like, "Well, I'll see you in a little bit." So he dies, and they bring him back as a. As a clone,
yeah.
And then they go to the UAE, dealt into Dubai,
yeah.
And that's where they start telling people, "Hey, you can be rich by bringing people back."
Yep.
What would you say? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Middle Rent thumbs. It's a rental.
It's a rental. It's a Netflix or a
yeah. It's one thumbs up, and one thumbs down.
Not a fan of this one, huh?
No.
Yeah, so we'll have to figure out what our next movie is. The movie we saw before.
Let us know what you think.
Really? You're going back to that again, huh? Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, tell us what you guys think. Tell us if we're completely way off on this.
Way off.
Why are you rolling your eyes now?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Sweaty balls.
Huh? Did you just say sweaty balls? Anyway, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye-bye.